WCBS News Time, 10:32. That's 10:32. Fulfilling a campaign promise, President Obama has signed a landmark law repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military. It will allow American armed forces to have gays serve openly for the first time.
I've spoken to every one of the service chiefs, and they are all committed to implementing this change swiftly and efficiently. We are not going to be dragging our feet to get this done.
Let's go live to talk some more about this with CBS News political consultant Dottie Lynch. So, Dottie, it looked like the signing this morning was really packed with a lot of people.
Yeah, they had to move it over to the Interior Department to get an auditorium that was big enough to hold all the supporters, and it was a rather emotional signing as well. I think a lot of them have waited a long time, and President Obama, who sometimes is pretty cool, was more emotional and more involved in this than he is in many issues.
Yeah, certainly. Well, this is a watershed moment for gays and lesbians, but we understand at the same time that the logistics of this still have to be worked out. For instance, how barracks assignments will be handled and such?
Yes, and the training of troops to make them understand what this means. The law won't actually change until the Pentagon will certify to Congress that they've met these conditions and that it won't impair any military readiness.
Now, even after the drubbing the president took during the midterm elections, this is one of his victories, isn't it? He's really gotten a lot done with this lame duck Congress, hasn't he?
Yeah, the lame duck session has been very productive. Last week, the economic tax cut bill, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and it looks like the START Treaty also will pass. So those are three very major pieces of legislation done in the final week of the session.
Well, thanks for joining us live to chat about this morning. It's our CBS News political correspondent, Dottie Lynch, live from Washington.